everyone. This is Dan Janelle, your PR leader. I am your book coach, your developmental editor, your ghostwriter, and I'm the author of more than 12 books. Today, we're going to talk about how to sell more books with Amazon advertising. Many of you have been following my career and probably want to know what's new with the latest edition of my book, Write Your Book in a Flash. And I am pleased to tell you that my publisher decided to do a 99-cent promotion last week. And that meant that lots of people bought the book. Don't ask me how these 99-cent promotions work. I may do a seminar about this in the future. I just want you to know that they work. My book became the number one bestseller in three different categories on editing, nonfiction, and research. You can see on the screen that it has that nice orange number one bestseller banner all across it, which no doubt will help lead to more book sales. And I thought you'd want to know about that because that might be a strategy that you might want to do because it really, really does work. So one of the great things about this is that if people start looking for my book, they see all this social proof on my book page. And also, if they go to the Amazon Roundup page, these are like the end caps in a grocery store where Amazon puts the best-selling books, you'll see that Flash is number one. In fact, it's ahead of number three, which is The Elements of Style, which is a book that has been around for about 100 years. So we're outselling that. And also in the number five position, you see the MLA Handbook, which also is a required reading for anyone getting a PhD, of which there are many, and we're selling more than they are. I'm estimating we probably sold about 500 copies of the Kindle version at 99 cents. So when you look at the figures that most books don't sell more than 500 copies in their entire lifetime, we probably eclipse that in just a week. And to put things in perspective, the book has been out since April. Here it is November, so that makes it about 6 months or so. We've sold over 1,000 copies through our own efforts, which means it's doing better than 98% of the books that are published on Amazon in general. But 1,000 books is not about to change my life or yours. So we realize that the book is really a stepping stone to open doors, to open conversations, to get new business. So that's my takeaway for what's new with The Flash. So what are we going to talk about today? We'll talk about what Amazon advertising is and how Amazon ads work. We'll talk about why you need to use Amazon advertising to promote your book. We'll look at why Amazon advertising is more effective than Facebook ads. We'll then go into a tutorial, a step-by-step instructions for creating effective Amazon ads. And I want to warn you now, I recorded that separately. So if it sounds a little bit differently, higher or lower, different pace, whatever, that's why. I wanted to record the actual step-by-step on a live internet connection so you can see full pages and see them scrolling and see where things are on the page as opposed to a static image on a PowerPoint slide. So that's why that is that way. Then we'll go into some of your questions, which include how to save money when buying Amazon ads. We'll also talk about important don'ts that you must sidestep and avoid when running Amazon ads. And as I said, we'll answer many people's questions, their number one questions that they've asked during the registration process. So take notes. Here we go. Here's why you need to use Amazon ads to promote your book. First of all, we want to sell more books. That's the only reason to do anything on Amazon is to sell more books. So we want to make good use of your time and money with the ads as well, because these ads help you get more visibility and help you reach people who don't even know you're alive. In other words, people are looking for a book about safety management or how to use Six Sigma or how to sell their house or how to live a happier life or how to overcome grief and depression. Well, they don't know your book is around, but they know there are books in those categories. So they go to Amazon and they type that category, you know, safety manuals or grief and depression or whatever, and they see the top-selling books in those categories. Remember that page I showed you earlier where my book was number one on the editing page? That's what you would find if you were looking for editing resources. So now people who didn't even know I was alive see my book and it's in the number one position. So they figure it's got to be good. So Amazon ads will help you sell more books, and Amazon sees that you're selling more books, they'll put you high up on that page. You want to get the feeling that I see you everywhere, and ads can do that because your ads actually show up on other people's pages, and I'll show you that during the step-by-step demo. In other words, someone types in one of your competitors' books, and they see your book listed on that page. So that helps to sell more of your books, because people generally don't buy one book in a category. They buy lots of books in a category. So you want to be where your competitors are. Okay, let's see. What other good reasons? It keeps your marketing campaign going long after you burnt out on the launch. And I know a lot of you have done launches, and it's a very difficult, time-consuming, mind-boggling process. And when you're done with it, you've sold a couple of hundred books. And then you say, what next? Well, this is what's next. And the beauty of it is that you set it, you test it, you perfect it, and then you put it on autopilot so your ad keeps on showing up and making money for you long into the future. So you're probably wondering, I've done Facebook ads and they didn't work very well. Why should I invest in Amazon ads? Well, let me tell you a story. I, about 3 years ago, thought I would make my fortune doing Facebook ads for other people who are selling books. And I got to tell you, it was a big, big disappointment. People don't go to Facebook to buy books. They go to Facebook to look at pictures of their friends, and they watch cat videos, and all that's to the good. Seeing an ad for your book is just spam to them. It just detracts from them, from their experience. Their eyes glaze over. And I got to tell you, when we had those ads, there was no doubt that we were promoting a book. People knew we were promoting a book. We knew that we put Amazon. For more information, go to Amazon. People know what Amazon is. There is no sleight of hand here. people went to the Amazon book page, and Amazon book pages all look alike. So there's nothing with look and feel issues or like, gee, I don't know where to go or what to do or whatever. No, everyone knows what to do on Amazon. And Amazon is the best sales page because you are writing your own sales page, so you have complete control over your message, over your features, your benefits. It has social proof in the forms of reviews and your author biography. So everything is pointing to the fact that Amazon should be a great place to sell ads if you draw people in from Facebook. But again, I said it was not true. What else would work in that favor? Well, there's the price of the book. So we were selling books for like $9.99 and $19.99. So that's what a book costs. You know, no, there were no surprises. It wasn't like we were trying to sell them a $97 book or a $200 training program or something in the thousands of dollars. These were inexpensive books. And yet people did not buy. Why? Because they weren't in the mood for buying books. That's the exact opposite for Amazon. People go to Amazon to buy books. They're looking for a book just like yours. They just don't know it exists yet. That's why you want to use ads. That's why Amazon ads are going to be more effective, because people go there to buy books, not to watch cat videos. Unless, of course, it's a book about watching cat videos. Of course, there are exceptions. I was delighted to get this message, this question from Rebecca, who writes, I am interested in the comparative value of Amazon versus Facebook ads. I have 600,000 social media followers, the vast majority on Facebook. Does this alter your recommendation? And if so, how? Well, yes. If you have 600,000 followers on Facebook and they love you because you're an author, then you have built your own tribe and they will buy your book and every succeeding volume of your book. I assume you have trilogies and quadrilogies, if that's a word, and a whole series of books. And frankly, I'd love to know more about you, and maybe I'll even interview you on a future seminar, because you are doing something that is in the upper 0.1% of all authors in the world. So I applaud you, but still, you may benefit from using Amazon ads as well. So it's not an either or recommendation. It's a both and recommendation. So Rebecca, get in touch with me. I want to know more about you. Now, for the rest of us, the media is definitely noticing that Amazon is working. Here are a list of several newspaper articles. Amazon is committed to grabbing a big share of the $88 billion online advertising market, with Google and Facebook in their sites. That's the New York Times. Forbes is writing that brands are switching to Amazon advertising in droves. eMarketer has Amazon advertising pegged in number 3 in the marketplace and surging. That's from CNBC. Fortune says people are sitting up and taking notice about the advertising Amazon advertising business platform. USA Today says there are many reasons why, including better access to actual buying data and less concerns about security and privacy, in an article entitled Amazon Contender Digital Advertising Sales. And on Recode, they're saying they're showing up in a big way too. Amazon is stuffing its search result pages with ads. So those are some other reasons why you want to get involved in Amazon ads. The first step in understanding how to use Amazon ads is to simply see an Amazon page so we know what we're dealing with. This is the page for my book, Write Your Book in a Flash. You can see it's a number one bestseller in editing and writing reference, which is very heartwarming to me. But if we go down the page, you'll see the title of the book, the picture of the book, the description of the book. You'll also see an ad for another book, Emotional Intelligence. And as we scroll further down, you can see customers who bought this book also bought these other books. This is something that Amazon creates. You have no control over it. They use their own system for determining who bought what. But if you go further down, you'll see sponsored products related to this item. This is where your ad appears. All of these authors, How to Write a Novel Using the Snowflake Method, 2,000 to 10,000 Words, The Nonfiction Book Marketing Plan. All of these other books have been paid for. These are ads that other authors or publishers have put in to show up so that anyone who sees my book will see their book. And you can see little arrows to the right here, and that will show you another grouping of pictures. Take my word for it. It's just slow to load. If we go further down the page, you'll see editorial reviews for the book. You'll see the product details for the book. You'll see the book's rankings in different categories. Looks like we're number 2, 3, and 4 right now, which is pretty cool. And my bio. And then other more products, sponsored products related to this item. These are not quite the writing books that they were before. I don't know what these books are about. Debt Destroyer, The Passive Income Playbook, The Power of Persuasion. I guess that's just another way that people are looking for ads. As you go down further, this is an ad for, looks like Amazon Prime. They put that in there themselves. And then we see reviews for my book and some other ad that Thursday Night Football threw in there for some odd reason, and other reviews. So that's your standard Amazon page. Here's another way that people will see your ad. Let's say you're looking for a book like Write Your Book in a Flash. And I type that into the little search bar, and I come up with this page, and we see ads sponsored by HarperCollins for their books. Then we see an ad for my book. It says sponsored. That's how you know it's an ad. Sponsored. My publisher paid for that ad. And then underneath that, we see the regular listing for my book. Notice there's no sponsored listing here. This is what you would see. So if you were to type the names of your books right now and they're not advertised at all, you'd probably see something that looks exactly like this. Your book, and if they click on that, they'll go to the book page and they'll see competing books that also match the search terms either by keyword or by title or by genre that Amazon wanted to show to people. So that's another way that people will see your ad. Here's the step-by-step way to place your ads. The first thing you need to do is to go into your Kindle Direct Publishing account. I've already logged in, and you should know how to do that yourself. I'm going to look for the book that I want to promote. So I'm right here. Here's the book I want to promote. It's called Reporters Are Looking for You. You might be wondering why I'm not looking to promote my other book, Write Your Book in a Flash. That's because I didn't publish it. TCK Publishing published it, so it's in their control, not my control. So if you've written a book that was published by someone else, you may not be able to do this. So if you self-published, you can certainly do this. So here's a picture of my book, Reporters Are Looking for You. And we see this area over here, Kindle Book Actions, Promote and Advertise. And that's what we want to do. So we're going to promote and advertise. Click that link. On this next screen, we see some instructions. We can run a price promotion, or we can run an ad campaign. We're going to run an ad campaign. So we click on that button. Now we want to go to sponsored products, not product display ads. You notice I didn't talk about product display ads before. That's because all the courses I've taken on Amazon ads say that product display ads don't work as effectively as sponsored products. So that's one way you can save money. We want to go to the sponsored products and we click continue. Okay, on this screen we have the create campaign and we can type in the name of the campaign and let's call this reporter demo. We want to start it on a certain date. It says December 3rd. We're going to say December 13th. We go to a calendar, click on the 13th, and the end date, we want to have an end date. They want to have it in June. No, we're not going to give them unlimited use of our money for 6 months. We're going to set up for December 20th, so it'll run for a week. And our daily budget, this is cool. You can determine how much money you want to spend every day. You could spend 50 cents, you could spend a dollar, you can spend $5. Amazon really doesn't care. So you pick a number. I'm going to put in $1 a day. And we're going to use automatic targeting. Why? That's because Amazon is smarter than we are. It's more important to let Amazon do what it does best than for us try to figure out how to game the system. So I would suggest use automatic targeting. Next, we have the you can decide to have a custom text ad or a standard ad. I like to use a standard ad because, again, most of the ads I've seen just really take the picture of the book and the line of the book and a little bit other material and they run with it. So I think that's the way to go. So next they want us to choose the product. Apparently they didn't realize which book we were doing. Actually, they did. So we say reporters are looking for you, added. My other book, Internet Marketing Confidential, is not added. They want to know if I want to add it. I'm saying no. So we have one product in here on the right-hand side, one product. Reporters are looking for you, and you have added the maximum number of products. See, you can only advertise one book per ad. You can have many different ads, though, of course. Okay, so let's save this as a draft. As we keep on scrolling down, it says bidding. This lets Amazon know how much money we want to bid for our ad because they put the highest bids first. Remember, I showed you that there were several screens of books that were related to my book. Well, they're showing the ones that paid the most first, which makes a lot of sense. By the way, you only pay for actual clicks to your website, or rather to the book page. You do not pay for impressions. In other words, if someone sees your book cover and they don't do anything, you are not paying anything. It's only when people click on that picture of your book and go to your book page that you are charged your bid. Now here they have the default bid of 75 cents, but right underneath it says suggested bid 14 cents, suggested bid range 8 cents to 28 cents. So I'm going to get rid of that 75 cents there and type in 14 cents. And if you think about it, if your book is selling for 99 cents and you're bidding 14 cents, then one out of every six people would need to buy your book in order for you to break even. And if more people bought than that, you'd be making a lot of money. So that's cool. So that's one reason and one way to think about your bidding. So let's save this. On this slide, you can see where you can customize your text. So you see where it says creative, there's a box there that says custom text, and they put some garbage in there. Wit meets murder in this collection of classic crime capers. Will Sherlock save the day? You can change that, of course. You have about 200 characters. That's about 30, 35 words or so. And you've seen several descriptions underneath the books on the pages that I just showed you. You can also look at your competitors' ads on your book page to see what they've highlighted to promote their books. So on the ad preview, you'll see the picture of my book. You'll see that the word is sponsored, the title of the book, my name, and then my custom text here. So that's where you can actually see how it will look. And then you approve it, and you're off to the races. And the next thing you know, you'll get a message from Amazon saying, congratulations, you have successfully created your campaign. You can review all the details here, like the name of the campaign, the schedule date, and you can change any of this information, your daily budget, your targeting, and all of that good stuff. You can edit the campaign by going here. You can go to the campaign manager over here. The campaign manager shows you a dashboard of your material. So you can see that the status for this ad is pending review. So Amazon likes to look at everything to make sure it's all kosher. You can see the campaign name and all the details here, your daily budget, as well as, say, the impressions, the clicks, the cost per click, your ad spend, your total sales, and such like that. That's it in a nutshell. It's very easy to do. And I'll give you a few more ideas on how to get the most out of this when we go back to our slides. Now let's go to some of the questions that people have asked. Lynn asks, how do you do this inexpensively? We're a small publishing house. Well, several other people asked that question as well. So here's what you do. First of all, you set a budget, and your budget can be as low as $1 a day for one day. I don't think that's a good test, but it shows you if you have a dollar to spare, you're okay. So if you buy 2 lattes a week from Starbucks, that's about $10. I'd say that is your budget. So you have $10 budget, a $7 budget over a week, and then test against that. So you set your bidding at, say, 14 cents or whatever Amazon suggests it to be. Don't go higher, don't go lower. Use their suggestion. Amazon is telling you what they want you to do. So don't overbid and don't underbid. If you underbid, no one is ever going to see your ad. If you overbid, then you're just throwing away money. So you test, test, test. Test different prices, test different creative matter, and when you've gotten a winner, then you increase your budget. So let's say you're getting an order for every dollar you spend, and every order is worth $3 to you in profit. So how many times would you do that? Oh, forever. So if I put down $1 in Las Vegas and I got $3 back every time, I never get up from the table. So that's how you do this inexpensively. Casey asks, our book is released. Our reviews are very positive. But how do we get the word out to people that will read it and review it themselves on Amazon? Okay, this is a two-part question. How do we get the word out? Obviously, Amazon ads. That's the easy part. How do you get people to review it? Well, if you figure that out, let me know. This is really, really hard. Lots of people like my book. 33 people have reviewed my book. I've had to beg, plead, borrow, steal, whatever, cajole, everything but threaten or bribe. Amazon does not want you to bribe people. So, but yeah, it's difficult. People like it, but they don't know how to write a review, so they don't write a review. My friend David Newman, who wrote the Do It Marketing book, has hundreds of reviews. His book has been out for a couple of years now. And I said, David, how did you get so many reviews? I'm very impressed. And he basically said he begged, and then he begged some more, and people came through. So I think this is really a question of asking people continuously for reviews. So I want to thank Casey for asking that and for reminding me that if you've bought a copy of my book, please do write a review. And you'll then know how easy it is to do. So when you want your readers to write a review, you will have had that experience to say, here's how you write a review. It's really, really simple. So please help me Help yourself, write a review for Flash. Thank you. Rich asks, I have a very limited advertising budget. How do I control my costs so I don't overspend on advertising? Well, that's pretty much the same question as before, so I'm trying to think if I have any other hints on what to do. And the answer really is no. Those are really the simple things. This is really a simple process. Don't overthink it. Just set a low budget, work it, test it, and then see what happens. And once you have a winner, run with it. Beverly asks, how to design an eye-catching, non-offensive ad. Okay, this is actually very easy because Amazon doesn't give you a lot of control. Amazon creates your ad, basically. Your ad is basically your book cover. So if your book cover stinks, your ad will stink. So it goes back to you. How can you tell if your book cover is good? Well, remember, the book cover is about the size of a postage stamp. And people have to read the text on it. And they need to see the picture, and it has to be attractive. And the colors have to be appealing. So can people read the text? Is the font too small? Is it too... Can they read it? Simple as that. Does the picture present the image you want? Do you want to be professional? Do you want to be whimsical? Do you want to be spiritual? You could be any of those things. Does the picture convey the image that people expect in your genre? So if you're doing a big management book and you have a cartoon on the cover, I don't know if that would work. It might because it goes against grain. It might not because people are looking for something serious. I don't know. You have to test it. Also, one of the things that you can control are those 30 words of text that you can put on the ad. So what's in it for the reader should probably be the key question that you have there. There are important don'ts as well. Don't spend a lot of money until you have a winner. Don't trust your intuition. Trust Amazon's algorithms. And when I say that, I mean that Amazon has figured out where your ad should be, who your competitors are. Just trust there, because you will find options. I didn't go into this, but you will find options that say, enter your own keywords. And you might say, oh, that's great. I know my own keywords, and I'll enter them. And Amazon is wonderful. They'll actually let you put 200 keywords in there. So you can throw the whole kitchen sink there and test all those 200 and see which ones people are actually clicking on and which ones are actually resulting in orders. And then you could do that. Or you could just trust Amazon to figure it out for you. I know people in my audience. You're better off using Amazon. Whenever I trust my intuition on the internet, I'm invariably wrong because I am not my customer. This is a Dan Kennedy quote. You are not your customer. They don't think like you. They don't act like you. You can't get into their heads the way they are. You can only figure this out by testing and then seeing what works. The other important thing to do is don't forget to make your book page and author page as good as possible, because that is something you can control. Amazon is happy to display your page and your author page and your book page, but you're the one who's responsible for putting the content there. So if your material is dull and dry, and if people don't care, they're not going to buy your book. So make your pages as good as possible. Now we come to the section where you're probably saying, gee, Dan knows a lot of stuff. I wish he were able to work with me more closely so I don't have to go into this jungle alone. Well, you don't have to do it yourself. When I spoke with Ken Blanchard, the author of The 1 Minute Manager and Who Moved My Cheese, he told me that he has co-written 60 books, more than 60 books with co-authors. And I said, why? You're a smart guy. You can write books yourself. And he said, you know, I always learn something new when I work with another person. I think that's a great message to take, because books do not exist in a vacuum, and no one really should write a book themselves because you lose perspective. So it's important to work with a book coach or a ghostwriter or a development editor, which are all services that I provide, because I can provide you with guidance and feedback. I can provide you with accountability. I can also provide you with contacts and referrals. I've even referred people to agents and have gotten book deals for one of my clients. So I have a lot of knowledge here and a lot of contacts that I can use to help you. And invariably, you'll save time and money. And those are the two most important assets that you have. You can never get more time back. I can save you a lot of time. And we can learn from each other, which is really, really cool. So why should we work together? Why should you work with me? Well, I've written 13 books, so I know something about writing books. And these aren't just self-published books or vanity books that some other book coaches have written, you know. These are books that I've written for John Wiley, you know, an international book publisher. They've been translated into 6 languages. These books were professionally edited. They've been peer-reviewed. These are real books, not just little books of quotes that someone put together. I'm an award-winning daily newspaper reporter. I was a business newspaper editor for a daily newspaper. I have bachelor's and master's degrees in journalism from Northwestern University. I've also interviewed President Gerald Ford and First Lady Barbara Bush in my newspaper days, and I've written thousands of newspaper articles and blogs. Here are some testimonials. Dan Janelle, my developmental editor, encouraged and guided me from the very beginning of my book proposal through the entire manuscript. His kindness, expertise, and sage advice was essential. For example, Dan read a story from the middle of my book and said to me, "I think you have to lead with this story, and I think it might even be your title. Thank you, Dan, for stretch marks. Genius." And that's from Amber Trueblood, whose book will be coming out pretty soon. So thank you, Amber. Alan Cohen writes, "Working with Dan Janelle has been like a masterclass in book writing. He is much more than a writing coach. He is a muse, teacher, and friend who makes the process enjoyable. This has been a great learning experience. I could not make this book happen without his expertise and support." Thank you, Alan. Candy Campbell writes, "I literally could not write this book without you. The reason is because although I know the subject backwards and forwards, the fact is life keeps getting in the way. Dan gives generously of his time and his talent, and he's a whole lot of fun to talk to. He sparked a lot of ideas I wouldn't have thought of." And Dr. Tom Davis writes, "What began as an engagement for a writing coach evolved into a full-fledged collaboration. Though the medical information and expertise is mine, the plot, format, and characters are all Dan. Whatever makes this volume engaging and appealing is totally due to his skill, and I am very fortunate to have a share in his art." Thank you, Dr. Tom. So, what happens when you have me as your business coach? Well, you can bounce your ideas off me for an honest appraisal. And how many times do your friends give you appraisals that are either a blow to your ego or just frankly uninformed because they are not book editors? And the answer is 100% of the time. You can ask me anything about writing, editing, publishing, and promotions, and you can be assured that our conversations are private and I won't share your ideas with anyone else. As far as format goes, we meet every week for 30 minutes for 12 weeks. I also have a highly structured program that we can talk about as well. So if you're really not sure about what's going on, I can guide you through those 12 weeks. So you can set up a free consultation call with me by clicking on this link, writeyourbookinaflash.com/coaching. And I will talk for 20 minutes. There's absolutely no obligation. When you click on that link, you'll see my schedule, and we can talk about book coaching or developmental editing or even ghostwriting if that's something that you're thinking of. So I want to thank you for taking part of your precious time to spend with me and learn more about Amazon ads and how I can help you write your book in a flash. Thank you again. This is Dan Janelle, your book coach, developmental editor, and ghostwriter. We'll be right back.